中国人聚会和白种人真是不一样。
Chinese get together is different from
白种人聚会都从前面往后坐。
Caucasians, white people start up front.
我们聚会从后往前坐。
We sit from the back.
下次谁做大能的勇士到前面坐。
So next time the mighty brave warriors sit up front.
按照规矩聚会啊。
Follow the orders of our meeting.
不知道前面空着为什么。
I don't know why the front is empty.
我们来读几处圣经。
Let us read the Bible.
以弗所书五章。
Of Ephesians chapter 5.
八节到十三节。
8-13.
翻到没有？翻到了，我们一起来读。
8-13.
For
you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light. For the fruits of the light consist of all goodness and righteousness and truth. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. Everything that becomes visible is light.
15-21.
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
25-27.
Husband, love your wife, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless.
29-32.
For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nurtured and cherished it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church.
我们最近一直在讲以弗所书。
We've been talking about the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书
The book of Ephesians.
新约圣经的高峰。
It's a climax.In the New Testament,
是保罗最大的亮光。
It is the brightest light of Paul.
以弗所书题目讲什么呢？
What is the theme of the book of Ephesians?
讲教会的启示。
He talked about the revelations of the church.
每一章都讲一个启示。
Each chapter is its own revelation.
第一章说教会是基督的身体。
The first chapter talks about the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者的丰满。
It's filled with the fullness of Him.
第二章
chapter
教会是神的家。
Talked about how the church is the household of the Lord.
第二章末了他说弟兄们不要做外人和客旅。
So at the end of chapter 2, it says the brothers and sisters do not be foreigners.
你们是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Because now you share the same kingdom with the apostles and the saints in the same household of the Lord.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
Now you're also being built up on the foundations of the apostles and the saints.
第三章这教会是基督的奥秘。
Chapter 3, the church is now the mystery of Christ.
保罗讲了三件事讲的奥秘。
The three things that Paul talked about as the mystery of the church.
第一件事。
First thing.
是我们成为神的后嗣。
That now we are fellow heirs of the Lord.
第二件事。
Secondly.
我们
We're now fellow members of his body.
第三件事,
thirdly,
我们奉到圣灵的应许,
we are now fellow partakers of the promise in Christ.
他说父子圣灵受到基督的奥秘,
so Father, Son, and the Spirit, the mystery of the Lord.
父神的奥秘,
the mystery of the Father. We are now all his heirs.
基督的奥秘,
the mystery of Christ.
我们都成为主的身体,
we are now part of his body.
圣灵的奥秘,
the mystery of the Holy Spirit.
我们都蒙到圣灵应许,
we are now partakers of that promise.
到了第四章,
now in chapter 4,
教会是有伟大的新人,
church is now the new man.
新人完全是圣灵的工作,
this new man that is created by the Spirit.
不料他讲两件事,
at the end, he talked about two things.
不要叫圣灵担忧,
do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
你们都受了他的印记,
we are now sealed by his mark.
等候得赎的日子来到,
and wait for your time to come.
主耶稣来了,
when the Lord comes again,
主把什么人收到他那里去呢?
Who will he take captive?
我们身上有圣灵印记的人,
the ones that are marked by his stamp.
这个印记肉眼看不见的,
the stamp cannot be told by our eyes.
主都看见,
but our Lord can see.
主把所有信他的人都收到他自己那里去,
everyone who has believed in him is now part of him.
今天我们讲第五章,
so now chapter 5.
第五章,
now chapter 5,
教会是基督的心腹,
the church is the bride of Christ.
这是很重要的一章圣经,
important message, don't you know?
一开始,
starts with this,
保罗说我们是光的儿女,
says that we are now sons of the light.
我们行事为人, 都要在光中,
whatever we do has to be in the light.
不要效法着世界的黑暗,
don't walk into the darkness of the world.
我们这句话很重要,
this is an important verse.
在新约圣经刚开始的时候, 主就讲这句话,
at the beginning of the New Testament, the Bible,
你们是世上的盐,
the Lord says that you are the salt in the world.
你们是世上的光,
you are also the light of the world.
主这个话, 说到我们生命的功能,
so the Lord, what he said is the function of our life.
我们有眼的功能,
the function of salt.
我们有光的功能,
the function of light.
眼的功能什么呢?
What is the function of salt?
我们天天用眼,
we use salt every day.
也会杀菌,
the salt killed germs.
也会消毒,
the salt a cleansing.
也会保鲜,
it also preserves the freshness.
这是眼的功用,
that's the function of salt.
是创造这个世界,
so when the Lord made this world,
到处都有盐,
he made salt everywhere.
海里有盐,
salt in the sea.
河里有盐,
salt in the water.
山里面有盐,
salt on the mountain.
很多的石头里面有盐,
in fact, a lot of rocks.
若是把盐都拿走,
if you take all the salt away,
这个世界要臭了,
then the world will stink.
我们是世上的光,
when we are the light of the world,
若是把我们身边儿女都提走了,
if you take all the children of the Lord away,
世界剩下的极大的黑暗,
then the world will only be left with darkness.
所以我们世上的盐,
so that's
就是世上的光,
we are the salt and the light of the world.
我很久以前年轻的时候,
long time ago when I was younger,
我在世界读过两年士,
I worked in the world for 2 years.
这个同事啊, 都给我起一个绰号,
and then all the co-workers gave me this nickname.
他们起个绰号叫我耶稣,
they call me Jesus.
那真是不敢当, 有这么大的伟大的名字给我,
and I said, no, I am not Jesus.
他们这样说呢, 就因为我和他们不一样,
they call me Jesus because I'm different from them.
他们几个人这些讲话,
when they talk,
我走过去了, 他们就有人说, 耶稣你不要来,
when I tried to walk over, they said, Jesus, don't come to us.
我马上停住了,
so I stopped.
定规不是好事情,
I'm sure they're doing bad things.
他们在看的东西,
when they're looking at me,
我走过去, 他们说, 耶稣你不要来,
when I tried to walk over, they'll say, Jesus, don't come.
定规不是好看的东西,
I'm very sure they're looking at bad things.
又是那边, 我们是世上的眼,
brothers and sisters, we are the salt,
我们是世上的光,
we are the light of the world.
在家里我是光,
at home, you are the light.
在世界上我是光,
in the world, you're the light.
无论在信的不信的中间,
among non-believers or believers,
我们都是光,
you're the light.
光是不能隐藏的。
Light can never be hidden.
光照在人面前。
When light shines.
这就是我们圣徒的表现。
That's when you manifest who you are.
所以以弗所第五章一开始讲光的儿女。
So that's why in chapter 5 it says that we are the children of light.
下面保罗说到我们的生活。
And then Paul goes on to talk about our living.
保罗比较少说到人的生活。
Paul doesn't talk about how we should live.
在这里很宝贵的一段。
But here, precious.
分作三对。
There are three different pairings.
三个不要，三个要。
Three things you shouldn't do, three things you should do.
不要做愚昧人。
Do not be unwise.
要明白主的旨意如何。
But understand the will of the Lord.
不要做糊涂人。
And do not, be foolish.
要爱惜光阴。
But you should treasure your time.
不要醉酒。
And do not get drunk with wine.
酒能使人放荡。
Because it could make you lose.
乃要被圣灵充满。
But be filled with the Spirit.
三个不要，三个要。
Three things not to do, three things to do.
刚好三
对
啊。
Three pairings.
不要做愚昧人。
Do not be foolish.
要明白主的旨意如何。
But understand the will of the Lord.
我认识很多弟兄姊妹的家。
I've gone to many brothers and sisters' house.
夫妻两个人意见不一样。
Husband and wife will argue.
两个人争执。
And they would argue.
太太觉得说该照着我的做。
The wife says that you should do it my way.
先生说的我该照着我的做。
The husband says no, do it my way.
夫妻当中经常有的是。
Often happen between wife and husband.
你都丈夫要讲话了。家庭。丈夫是头啊。
But then the husband would say that I'm the head of the household.
你该听我啊。
You should listen to me.
圣经里说丈夫是头。
So yes, the Bible does say that.
不是你所讲的这样的说头。
But it is not what he's claiming.
你做头，效法主做头。
You should be the head just like how Christ
is the head. 主是爱教会，为教会舍了自己。
How Christ gave his life for his wife.
但你讲这话，你表现完全不是这样。
But if the husband just claimed to be the head, then that's not what it is.
我常说丈夫做头啊。
So when I say when husband is the head,
效法主做头啊。
Just like Christ is the head.
你的表现是做狼头，做虎头啊。
You're being the head of a wolf or a bear.
主没有叫你这样做头啊。
The Lord never asked you to be that head.
舍了自己。
You should give yourself.
彰显主的爱。
But reveal Christ.
爱教会。
Just like how Christ loved the church.
为教会舍己。
And just like how Christ gave his life for the church.
第二对，不要做糊涂人。
Second pairings, do not be foolish.
要
do not be unwise.
爱惜光阴。
Do not be unwise, but making the most of your time.
这个爱惜这个字原文应该翻作救赎回。
To love, to take precious of time or to redeem your time.
救的救赎这个字。
To redeem your time.
赎回光阴。
To take back your time.
我们的光阴浪费的太厉害了。
We waste so much time.
你一生活多久。
However long your life is.
主都给你定规好的。
The Lord has
这麻烦呢，我们自己不知道。
The thing is, you don't know how long.
不知道我活多久。
You don't know how long you live.
主那里都定规好的。
But the Lord has already said it.
所以我们一生啊，不要浪费光阴啊。
So that's why don't waste time.
你浪费了一天，你在永远里面就折扣了一天。
If you waste a day, then in eternity, you're one day short.
你浪费了一个月，你的人生就去掉了一个月。
If you wasted a month, then the month is gone.
掉。爱惜光阴。
But making the most of your time.
原文是赎回光阴。
Or redeem your time.
为什么要赎回？
Why do you have to take it back?
多少的光阴都浪费了。
Because we wasted too much time.
所以我们要谨慎啊。
So be mindful.
抓住我们的年日，就抓住我们在主面前的生活。
Capture your time in front of the Lord.
美国是个大国家。
The US is a big country.
我去过每一个州。
And I've been to all the states.
都不是去玩的。
Not to play.
都是做主的工人。
But to do the work of the Lord.
我到美国45年了。
It's been 45 years since I've been here.
从来没去玩过一次。
I never go out for church, pleasure.
有时我到个地方回到中国去啊。
One time I went to China.
他们给我提些黄石公园 Yellowstone.
They talked about Yellowstone.
我说我没去过。
And I said I've never been.
他们又提些个有名的公园。
And then they named another famous place.
我说我也没有去过。
Nope, never. ever been there?
十九，你在美国多少年了？
And he asked, how long have you been there?
我四十多年了。
40-some years?
四十多年，这么有名的都没去过啊。
I said, 40-some years, you have never been to Yellowstone.
弟兄，我告诉你一件事。
Brother and sister, I tell you this.
旧照值得看一遍。The
old things, you only need to see it once.
去看第二遍就没什么意思了。
If you go the second time, it's
just a minute. 新照看不厌。
But the new things you will never get tired of.
我看新照来不及了，不看旧照啊。So
I want to spend more time looking at new things, not the old things.
我没有定罪去看风景啊。So
I don't want to just go scenery.
我不浪费你的光阴。I
don't want to waste time just like.
要爱惜光阴啊。Make
the most of your time.
在圣母社里为同工。
Now there's a co-worker at San Jose.
很会做工。He
works well.
她是我的女婿。
She is my son-in-law.
圣母社教会。 我们三个教会加起来人还没他们多。
And the three Southern California churches added up, not even as big as the San
Jose church. 他的工作不仅在圣公会。
And his work is bigger than
San Jose. 台湾每一个地方都有教会。
He also has churches in Taiwan.
他的工作也不仅在台湾。
And not just Taiwan.
在菲律宾每一个城都有教会。
He even has churches in Philippines.
他也不满足。
But still, he
did not stop. 到了最后几年呢。
And his last few years,
他到非洲去传福音，他建立了好多非洲教会，也建立了好多个这个白皮肤的同工啊。And
then he also worked with a lot of black brothers and sisters.
他真是殷勤啊。So
he is a diligent man.
但他不知道他自己年日。But
he doesn't know how long he has.
57岁就被主接走了。He
died when he was 57.
他走的时候。 大家都很舍不得他呀。When
he left, everyone
留下这么大的工作怎么办呢？What
happened to all the work that he has started?
所以圣母社教会现在还是要负起非洲的责任来呀。So
the Church of San Jose is still taking care of all these churches.
从美国去非洲很远。It's
a long flight from the U.S. to Africa.
也没有直飞的飞机飞到非洲去的。And
you cannot get there directly.
他们从德国转到飞机。So
you will go to, they will go to Germany, then Africa.
我们不浪费光阴。So
make
the most of your time. 我不是光阴有限的。
Know that your time is
limited. 主动定规好我们一生的年日。
The Lord has already set your time.
不浪费光阴。
Don't wait.
要明白，要不要说糊涂人。
So don't be unwise.
浪费光阴就都是糊涂人。If
you waste time, you're being unwise.
因为我们的日子用不尽了。You
think that your time is without limit.
将来到了永远里面，日子用不尽了。
Yes, it's true. When you're in eternity, it is like that.
那时候我在伦敦,
One time I was in London.
Spark的家里面,
at Brother Spock's house.
他说有一个很有名的基督徒,
and he says that there's another famous Christian before him.
And
they were good friends.
我跟他最后一次跟他一会啊,
and last time when we went out,
我们约在新耶路撒冷,
I would say that our last meeting will be at the New Jerusalem.
第十二门底下,
under the 12th door.
我跟你去谈300年,
I would say maybe 300 years with you.
到了永远里面就可以谈300年。
In eternity, we could do this for 300 years.
现在我们还是很有宝贵光阴的,
Now we can't, so don't waste time.
弟兄姊妹们, 爱惜光阴。
Brothers and sisters, take treasure of
属你的光阴。
To go redeem your time.
光阴都浪费了,
we have wasted too much time.
都看不见了,
time's gone.
最后的一对,
the last pairing.
不要醉酒,
do not get drunk with wine.
酒能使人放荡,
because that will make you too loose.
乃要被圣灵充满,
but be filled with the Spirit.
主把圣灵充满这样的伟大的事和醉酒放在一起讲,
the Lord has now paired up being drunk with being filled by the Spirit.
这两件事有一点 表现相同的地方,
because these two things have a similar showing.
我在信主以前很能喝酒,
before I believe in the Lord, I can drink a lot.
我都没有记得我喝醉过,
I have never been drunk.
很会喝酒,
I can drink.
这酒我也懂得,
the drunkens would never
drink. 这个酒这东西太奥妙了,
but I tell you, there's something special about wine. When someone is drunk,
又不讲话的人讲话了,
someone who don't speak often talk.
胆子很小的人也胆大了,
someone who are scared of everything now.
敢做他不敢做的事了,
they can now do, they have drunkards.
有的人不一定, some, 有的人喝醉了酒了就躺在那里睡觉, 不知道怎么回事。
Different for other people. People get drunk and they sleep.
这个醉酒一样的酒，各种各样不同的表现了。
But then the same wine can have a lot of
different
drunkards.
保罗把它来和圣灵充满放在一起比,
so Paul compared that to being filled by the Spirit.
今天我们喝的酒,
today, when we drink,
跟保罗讲他所喝的酒,
versus the wine that Paul was
drinking, 太不一样了。 今天的酒都是很厉害的酒啊。
Today we have stronger alcohol.
在主那个日子，保罗那个日子。
At that time, during Paul's time,
做酒不放酒药的。一种酒药药就叫酒厉害的。
The alcohol has a lesser alcohol content.
所以那个时候的酒啊，都是很温和的酒。
So at that time, the alcohol, the liquor is more mild.
主也喝一点酒。
Just like wine.
保罗也喝一点酒。
So Paul drinks wine.
所以我们今天喝的酒不一样的哈。
But today we have hard liquor.
圣经没有戒酒的命令。
In the Bible, it never said never drink.
保罗是说不要醉酒。
But only Paul said don't get drunk.
但是我告诉你，今天的酒不大一样的。
So I tell you, our liquors today is different.
你在喝酒和酒醉当中很难拿得住啊。
When you drink and not getting drunk, there is a fine line.
一个喝醉的人都不是故意喝醉的。
I'm sure people don't get drunk by purpose.
我发现一个喝醉的人老是说他没有醉。
And then the people that are drunk would also say, I'm not drunk.
你已经醉了，不要再喝了啊。
So I said, you're drunk, don't drink.
没有醉。
I'm not drunk.
我说证明你醉了。
That means you're drunk.
意思说是你没有醉。
When you say you're not drunk,
叫做醉酒了。
So when you're drunk,
不敢讲的话敢讲了。
You will now have courage to say things you did.
胆量小的人胆子大了。
Now you become brave.
不敢做的事现在在做了。
Things you wouldn't dare to do now you do.
保罗说圣灵充满就是这样。
So Paul said that when you're filled with
spirit, 不要醉酒。
Don't get drunk with wine.
酒使人放荡。
And don't be loosened.
要被圣灵充满。
But be filled by the Holy Spirit.
在圣经一开头的时候。
At the beginning of the Bible.
五旬节来了。
When the Pentecost came.
圣灵降临了。
When the Holy Spirit came.
彼得和十一个使徒。
Peter and the other 11 apostles.
都被圣灵充满。
10 apostles, they're all filled by the Spirit.
他们起来讲。
And once they're filled by the Spirit, they all stood up and preached Christ.
下面的就是说。他们被新酒灌满了。
And then the people that witnessed this,
保罗特别说，事后刚到十处。
But Peter said that that's not true.
我们不是被新酒灌满了。
We were not filled by wine.
我们没有醉酒。
We were not drunk.
我们醉圣灵。
But we are being filled by the Spirit.
圣灵是我们的大能力。
The Spirit now has strength.
一次传福音三千人的救。
So doing that day, 3,000
people. 一次传福音五千人的救。
The next time they preach 5,000
gospel. 很短的时间，耶路撒冷几万人聚会了。
Short amount of time, now Jerusalem is here, thousands.
这些人不是醉酒了。
Those people were not drunk.
他们醉圣灵了。
They were filled by the Spirit.
圣灵叫他们醉了。
The Spirit has now made them drunk.
充满了圣灵。
Filled overflowing by the
Spirit. 行大事。
To do this work.
这些加利利小民啊。
So in the city of Galilee.
一出来的时候。
All of us, when he started, this small city shake the whole Roman Empire. Church he started with that explosive power. It's now been 2,000 years.
谁要阻挡教会,
whoever dares to stand in front of the church will fall. 2,000 years, the church has not fallen yet.
最可怕的环境里面,
even in the worst environment,
教会彰显大能力。
Church shows its strength.
胜过一切的力量。
Enough to overcome any power.
这是教会。
That's the church.
教会怎么能这样?
How can the church be that strong?
在于圣灵。
Because of the Spirit.
我又要啰嗦的圣灵量是解释了。
And let me explain to you.
圣灵是谁?
Who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵复活救主。
The Spirit is the resurrected Christ.
复活基督。地上最大的力量。
Resurrected Christ is the biggest power of all.
吞灭死亡，直到永远。
Power that's big enough to even swallow death.
撒旦的最大能力是死亡。
The biggest power of Satan is death.
主的最大能力是复活。
And our biggest power of the Lord is resurrection.
主把整个死亡吞下去了。
The resurrection that swallowed death.
圣经用的就是个 swallow。
So the Bible calls this the swallowing.
吞下去不见了。
Once you swallowed it, it's completely gone.
把整个死亡吞灭了。
Death is now eliminated.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是圣灵来了。
When the Holy Spirit came.
两千年，多少多少基督徒被圣灵充满。
It's been 2,000 some years. How many Christians have been filled by
the Spirit? 教会的地上从来没遇见对手的。
So that's why the church is the strongest.
永远得胜。
It will be victorious until.
不要醉酒。
Don't Do not be drunk with wine.
要被圣灵充满,
but be filled with the Spirit.
我把这三对事情再讲一遍,
the three parents again.
不要做愚昧人,
do not be foolish.
要明白主的旨意如何,
but understand the will of the Lord.
你刚才我讲到夫妻两人意见不一样,
so that's why I talk about arguments between couples.
丈夫说我是头,要听我的,
if the husband falsely claims he's the head and isn't she, then he would be wrong.
主是头, 主是 为教会舍了自己啊,
our Lord is the head because he gave himself for his church.
像基督那样做头,
when you are like the head, be like Christ.
为基督对我们,
just like how he treated us.
四福音书,
the four gospel books.
讲了这么多的事,
talk about all these different things.
保罗在这里一句话整个爆破了,
and Paul said this one thing to capture it all.
基督爱我们,
Christ loves us.
为我们舍了自己,
and gave himself for us.
一句话把四福音都讲了,
just this one sentence is the
full gospel. 基督爱我们,
for Christ so loved us.
为我们舍了自己,
and gave himself up for her.
这说到教会基督信徒, 保罗这段开始了,
and then he starts how the church and the bride.
保罗讲了一段最有, 我这边讲完, 不要第二, 不要说愚昧人,
the second parent, do not be unwise.
要救回光阴,
but redeem your time.
赎回光阴,
to capture, redeem, take
第三对,
back time, the third parent.
不要醉酒,
don't get drunk with wine.
酒能使人放荡,
or that is dissipation.
乃要被圣灵充满,
but be filled by the
Spirit. 是我讲第五章的主要题目了,
and then it comes to the fruit教会基督的心腹, church is the bride of the Lamb.
基督爱教会,
for Christ loved his church,
为教会舍了自己,
and gave himself up for her.
主爱教会,
the Lord loved his church, gave himself up.
所以到了四福音到了最后一章了,
so at the end of the four gospel,
到约翰第二十一章了,
when it comes to John chapter 21,
主对彼得说话,
John spoke this to
主让彼得做个对象,
John the Lord says to Peter,
主实在来说,
but I think that day the Lord is not just speaking to
Peter. 如有彼得做对象,
the Lord is speaking to Peter,
对整个教会讲的,
but through Peter to the church.
师父要结束了,
at the end of the gospel,
彼得你爱我吗?
He asked Peter, do you love me?
彼得说主我爱你,
and Peter says yes, Lord, you know. The Lord asked him three times,
彼得回答了三次,
and Peter asked,
第三次彼得真的忧愁了,
the third time Peter was gripped.
主一直问的,
he said, why are you asking me the same question?
是不是主靠不住我的爱啊?
Is it because you don't believe I love you, Lord?
主啊, 你是无所不知的,
he said, Lord, you know it all.
你知道我爱你,
you know I love you.
主中文圣经啊读不出来,
in the Chinese version, it doesn't
原文圣经啊,
in the original language,
主用的这个爱字,
the love, the word of love,
彼得用这个爱字,
and the love that Peter used,
是完全不同的两个爱字,
are two different words.
主说你爱我吗?
When the Lord says, do you love me?
主用这个字叫做agape,
the love that the Lord used is agape.
Agape什么意思?
What is agape?
神圣的爱,
is the holy love of
约翰在他书信里面说, 神就是爱,
in the book of John it says God is love.
神就是爱,那个爱叫agape,
God is agape,
最神圣的爱,
the most holy form of
love. 那神就是爱,
and God is agape.
神的爱, 三而一的神的爱,
the triumph from God is agape,
叫做agape,
called agape.
彼得回答主,
and when Peter answered,
我爱你,
and says, I love you too.
主你知道我爱你,
when Peter says, you know I love
主,
you so,
你是无所不知的, 你知道我爱你,
and Lord, you know me and I love you.
彼得用的, 完全是另外一个词,
the love that Peter uses is different.
彼得不敢用主用的是agape,
because Peter wouldn't call himself agape.
彼得用的是filio,
so Peter responded with the word filio.
Filio什么意思啊?
What is filio?
软柔弱的爱,
it is love in a weaker form.
人间的爱,
it is love among men.
你主用的agape是好多等的爱,
filio is a lot lower than agape.
主你知道我爱你,
so Peter says, you know I filio.
所以很有意思, 彼得用的是filio,
so Peter used the word filio.
我的爱就是一个软弱的爱,
then my love is a weaker form of love.
和你爱我的爱真是不一样。
Comparing to your love is a lot weaker.
我的爱真是一个人间的爱。
My love is this human love.
和你的爱基本不一样。
For comparing to your love is different.
主是用神圣的爱爱我们。
Our Lord loves us with agape.
主是用神的爱来爱我们。
He loves us with this godly love.
我们这是一个柔弱的爱来爱主。
But we can only love him back with our humanity love. A weaker form of love.
教会2000年表现这个爱主这个力量真是太惊人了。
But I tell you, these 2000 some years, the church loved the Lord with a very strong form of love.
主，我爱你。
Peter said, I love you.
好，主这个话。 经过彼得要给全教会的,
so the Lord was speaking to Peter through the church. So that he asked Peter to tend his lamb.
第一句话说,
when he first asked, do you love
就说,
me? He said, feed my lamb. Feed my sheep.
Little lamb.
Lamb. Lamb.
Little lamb. 小羊.
Little lamb.
好，就第二次用的话
，and then the second thing, he asked me,
你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
就说喂养牧养我的大羊
，then the Lord said to Peter, tend my lambs.
两个羊是不一样的
，different sheep and lambs.
第三次问主彼得，你爱我吗
？Oh yeah, the second, sorry, the first time is tend my lambs, the second time is shepherd my sheep.
第三次问,
the third time.
说喂养我的大羊,
Jesus said, tend my sheep.
主的话是太讲究了,
all three times slightly different.
小羊, 第一个是小羊需要喂的,
first is tend my lamb. Little lambs need tending.
那不是很难的工作,
it's not easy to feed a lamb.
你要喂它的,
but go feed the little lamb. Go find a way to feed these little lambs.
我有六个孩子,
I have six children.
我第一个孩子最麻烦,
the first one is, was the hardest.
我姊妹没有办法的,
my sister, 这个, my wife couldn't
这个我学会的,
do this, but I did.
我抱着她睡觉,
I have to hold him.
要抱着她一不停地走着路她才睡觉,
she would only fall asleep when I walk around.
喂她吃饭的, 这是麻烦的,
and it's even harder to feed her.
她不吃的,
she wouldn't eat.
给她讲故事, 她不妨不给她吃一口,
and you have to tell her a story, then sneak in one bite.
这一餐饭要花很多时间的,
and so each meal time is a long time.
因为后面五个没有一个像这个样子的,
and my five other children are not as difficult.
弟兄姊妹们, 喂我的小羊,
so brothers and sisters, tend my lamb.
很大的忍耐,
takes a lot of patience.
小羊,
little lambs don't eat.
第二次说大羊,
secondly, is now the sheep, the bigger lamb.
牧养我的羊,
shepherd my sheep.
大羊容易, 只要牧一牧就可以了,
sheep are easier to take care of, just shepherd them.
第三次主角的话是特别的,
and then the third one is,
牧养我的大羊,
now tend my sheep.
羊, 大羊不需要喂的,
now the sheep, they know how to eat.
大羊需要喂,
why would I need to tend the sheep?
病羊,
that means that the sheep is now sick,
最不好喂了,
so they don't eat anymore.
他两只脚躲在那里, 随时会踢你的,
and then sheep now need caring.
他到了不吃你就没办法的,
and if the sheep doesn't want to eat, what can you do?
主把最大的托付给彼得,
so Paul gave this command.
四福音完了就托付去了,
at the end of the gospel book, this is the mission.
彼得承受了那么大的使命,
to Peter, now it is Peter's job.
这是全教会承受的,
and I tell you, now it's the job of the church.
最伟大的事就是看望神的儿女,
the greatest thing we can do is to tend God's children.
去我们聚会的人少了一点,
so now we're not, there's not a lot of us. Brothers and sisters, you should all serve.
美国打个电话很容易吧?
It's easy to make a call.
关心一下,
just call the ones that are not here. Ask them, why aren't you here today?
好好去关心一下,
to care for them.
所以我们在台湾工作兴旺,
so that's why the church in Taiwan is going well, because everyone serves. One time I brought the
我住的地方一个小镇,
doesn't brother and sisters to leave the
那里一个中学, 我们去参观这个中学,
we went to a high school to visit them.
那个校长他亲自来接待我们,
the principal came to meet us,
坐下来跟我谈话,
and spoke with me.
你有多少牧师啊,
and he asked, how many pastors you got?
他俩讲的外行人，我们不叫牧师。
I told you we don't call ourselves pastors.
哦，因为我们教会的牧师啊。
And I asked, oh, you want to know how many pastors?
是啊，你们有多少吧？
And he said, how many?
我想想看。
Let me think.
好像一千多。
I think we have 1,000 pastors.
你们有一千多牧师？
He said, you have 1,000 pastors?
他信不下来了。
He wouldn't believe it.
我和我姐去十几个人。
And I only brought them yet 1,000.
他就问这个弟兄。
And he asked another brother.
你也是牧师啊？
And he asked, are you a pastor?
那弟兄说：“当然我是。”
And then the brother says, "Of course I am."
最后个姊妹，你也是牧师啊？
And he asked the sisters, "Are you a pastor?"
弟兄都听懂我的话了。
Because now the brother,
当然我是。
They understand. Of course I'm a pastor.
哇，他说你们有一千多牧师，我还没听见过这样的教会。
The principal says, "Wow, your church has 1,000 pastors. I've never heard about."
全民都侍奉。
I tell you, because everyone serves.
所有弟兄姊妹都是一样的。
Each one of us is a pastor.
我们方面那个名字叫全世界侍奉。
So then, all the faith that we have put together is everyone serve in the world.
这是一个非常不好的翻译。
Bad translation.
圣经没有的。
The Bible never says.
圣经没有什么全世界侍奉的。
The Bible never says that serve anywhere.
圣经的全世界侍奉。
When the Bible says serve everywhere.
所有神的儿女都全世界侍奉。
That means that all the children should serve all the time.
所以我从建世界牧养教会的时候。
So when I building up, when I build up churches,
那弟兄姊妹都懂着的。
Brothers and sisters should understand.
你做什么
？What do you do?
我侍奉主。
I serve the Lord.
我的职业是工程师。
Even though my occupation is
an engineer,
but who are you?
我侍奉主。
I serve the Lord.
我的职业就是开个小店铺。
My occupation is I have a store.
你侍奉是什么？是为什么
？But what do you do?
我侍奉主。
I serve the Lord.
然后我是家庭主妇
I may be a housewife.
我们大家都学会这句话，好不好？
But learn this from.
你第一个职业是否主？
Your what you do is you serve the Lord.
第二才是你在世界上的职业。
And then secondly is whatever.
我们侍奉神。
When you serve the
Lord. 全教会都侍奉神。
When the whole church serves the Lord.
这保罗说，教会基督的心腹。
So that's why Paul calls the church the bride of the Lamb.
今天神只有一个工作，牧养教会。
There is only one job we have, and it's to tend the church.
建造教会。
To build the church.
以弗所第五章。
In Ephesians chapter 5.
讲建造教会最好的一段圣经。
Best verses talk about the building up of the church.
就有道中的水把教会洗净。
It is the, we are sanctified and cleansed by the washing of the water with the word.
成为圣洁。
So that we now be
sanctified.
And to belong, present to himself the church in the glory. Having no spot or wrinkle or
any
sin. So that she would be holy and blameless. The greatest things Paul said. How the Lord has built up the church. The church is now cleansed.By the washing of the water, with the word of the Lord.
神的话里面的水是生命。
The word of the Lord becomes water and life.
所有神的话都带着生命。
All his word comes with life.
把教会洗净。
And it is this life that now cleanses the church.
两面的洗净。
Cleanses both ways.
没有玷污，也没有皱纹的人的病。
Now be spotless and without wrinkle.
这个点物是外面的。
No spot means that outside.
我们在这世界经过。
Even though we are part of the world.
世界满了罪恶。
The world is filled with sin.
世界满了不法的事。
The world is filled with filthiness.
不洗净的事。
Dirty things.
我们经过。
But we walk through it.
我们都沾染了污秽了。
We are now covered with.
所以道中的水。
So the water of his word.
洗我们的点物。
Cleanse us outside.
把我们所沾染的污秽都洗净了。
All the filthiness now become spotless.
保罗接着有一个字啊。
And then the next word.
玷污、皱纹等人的病。
Or without wrinkle.
那皱纹不是玷污了。
Now wrinkle.
皱纹不是玷污。
Any other such things?
玷污是外面沾染上去的。
Oh, spots. Spots is external. Things that cover you.
皱纹不是沾染上去的。
But wrinkles is not external.
我们年纪老起来都会有皱纹。
So when you get older, we have wrinkles.
我年纪老了还没皱纹。
I'm old, but I don't have wrinkles.
那个皱纹的。
Wrinkles.
那不是沾染上去的。
Wrinkles is not something that you are finding comfort.
那是你生命衰老了。
Wrinkles comes when you get old.
起了皱纹了，对不对
？Wrinkles comes natural.
那个衰老没法洗的。
You can't wash away.
这里保罗说也洗衰老。
But he says that wrinkle is taken away.
道中的水。
The water of the word.
神话中的生命。
The life of his word.
不仅洗外面的玷污。
Not only cleanse you externally.
也洗生命的衰老。
But it also takes away your age.
我们两个生命。
Our true life.
天然生命都会衰老。
Natural life will age.
主的生命永远不衰老。
His life is always new.
我们活在主的永远生命里面。
So when we live in his new life.
就日子如何力量如何。
Then your strength will build up on your day.
我们传福音。
So when you preach.
我们侍奉主。
When you serve the Lord.
我们跟随耶稣基督。
When you follow Christ.
我们生命从来不衰老。
You will not age spiritually.
我们活在永远生命里面侍奉。
Because that life is eternal.
外面玷污洗净了。
When your spots are clean.
你皱纹都洗净了。
Even your wrinkles are taken away.
把我们这个天然衰老的生命洗净了。
Even your natural aging is gone.
所以神的儿女活出两种情形。
So that's why, son of God, we live out two ways.
有一种信主没有多久就衰老了。
Some of us, we believe in the Lord for a short time and we age.
祷告不动了。
We can't pray no more.
侍奉不动了。
We're too tired to serve.
是在主面前衰老了。
You age before the Lord.
我们被道中的水洗净。
But when you're washed by the water with the word,
不仅世界玷污都洗掉。
Not only your sins and filthiness are taken away,
把生命的衰老也洗掉了。
But your tiring of your age is gone.
我最喜欢就遇见了多年信主的弟兄。
I love meeting brothers and sisters that are of age.
把那个爱的心血。
You can see them, their love is anew.
把那生命的力量。
Their life is fresh.
他属灵生命永远不衰老。
Because the spiritual life never get old.
保罗在这里说的重要的经文。
So Paul have this important verse.
建造教会。
To build up the church.
所以话当中的生命。
It is through the water of the word.
洗我们。
To cleanse us,
把不该有的东西洗掉
to wash away our spots,
把应该有的东西洗进来
and what we should have will now be created.
这一个生命
and this new life,
皱纹
wrinkles,
他前面说的是沾染，沾染和皱纹都去掉
spot and wrinkles are taken
外面传上来的去掉。
What cover you now wash?
衰老而显出来的也去掉了。
Your natural wrinkle taken away.
永远活在新鲜的里面。
Now in eternity anew.
我刚到台湾。
I was in Taiwan.
有位弟兄姓赵。
There's a brother Zhao.
他说烟台来的。
Came from 烟台。
中国北方来的。
From the northern part of China.
我在上海就遇见他。
I met him once in Shanghai.
上海教会了不起的教会。
Shanghai Church was a great church.
几十年就三个长老。
There's only been three elders in many years.
最后几年呢，那个赵老弟就来了。
And then at some later years, Brother Zhao came to us.
四个长老了。
Now there are four elders.
不久，中国的政权变了。
And very soon, the government of Chinese changed.
我去台湾了。
And I went to Taiwan.
这个赵老弟兄也去台湾了。
And this brother Zhao came to Taiwan, so I met him again.
哎呀，真是我真是爱这个弟兄。
And I really love this brother.
年纪大了。
Even though he was older,
这个心血像着主的爱的热和爱啊。
Even though he was older, his love is brand new.
谁比不上他
？No one matches.
就在上海，真是有胜利大的运动的时候。
And then there was a time when Shanghai was revived by the Holy
Spirit. 有一个聚会。就让那些受感动的财主来做见证。
There was a meeting, and a lot of brothers and sisters that are wealthy came to
testify. 他们怎样遇见主了
？How these wealthy men met the Lord?
他们怎样受感动的奉献了
？And how they were touched by the Lord and gave.
这个时候，你奉献把所有家产都拿出来了。
And at that time, when they offered, they gave it all.
你那些长老就做见证了。
So Brother Zhao gave his testimony.
因为他是个，大家都说他是个有钱人。
And he was also a wealthy man.
做大事情的人。
Had big business.
他上来了。
And he went up to stage. And then he says that everyone thought that I did great things. They thought I was wealthy. And I said, yes, I was wealthy. But today I'm on stage. And I want to give you a testimony of offerings. I said, and then I said, my testimony is that my money came from my left. So what I want to say is this.
Without $1 in my hand.
So then his testimony nowadays, now I'm without a dollar in my hand. Because all the money has now been
changed.
I don't own anything anymore.
And
the whole church of Shanghai was touched by
this.
He was really wealthy. And now he's without a dollar.
这时候进来,
because he has now moved it all. A great brother.
主我们向着主,
so when we are trying to imitate Christ, if you try to imitate him, then your life is fresh.
永远那么的热烈,
then your life is always passionate.
道中的水,
the word
in the world,
water in the work, without spots or wrinkles.
外面沾染的都洗掉,
what comfort you now wash?
生命衰老的地方也洗掉,
the aging of your natural life wash away.
我们的生命, 树林生命, 永远清淡,
because our spiritual life is always a fresh,
永远清洁,
always a new,
永远满了力量,
always filled with strength.
我们要接受哪个生命啊?
So which life would you choose?
活在 第五章的里面,
so live within chapter 5.
教会基督的心腹,
the bribe of the Lamb. That, this is from Genesis chapter
2:24.
Moses said this.
第一个说到家庭,
he talked about family.
人要离开父母,
he said that if someone needs to leave his father and mother, be one with
the wife,
two shall become one flesh.
这句话,
these words,
到了新月圣经,
in the New Testament,
被引用了五次,
been used 5 times in the New Testament.
有两次主自己用的,
2 times our Lord said it himself.
我们主的第五章是保罗用的,
chapter 5, used by Paul again.
人要离开父母,
a man shall live his father and mother,
与妻子联合,
shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one.
保罗马上说,
Paul said,
我不是指的人,
when he says it here, he doesn't talk about man. He talked about this mystery. He's talking those two as Christ and the church. When Moses said this, Moses already saw the church. So that's why the Lord used these words twice. Today we given his grace, we are now part of this bride.
主有道中的水,
the water with the word,
成话语中的生命,
become the life with the word,
把我们洗净,
to now have cleansed,
洗掉一切外面的沾染,
to wash us with the spot,
也洗掉所有生命的衰老,
and cleanse us with our wrinkles.
基督生命永远新鲜,
because his life is always anew.
This
life is always
with strength.
Let us go back to our song.